Hello everyone and welcome back to Hidden Behind the Smile. Real quick, before we get started today, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who listened to the first episode. Those of you who gave me feedback, I really appreciated it. This whole thing is new to me, like I said last time. So everything's going to be a constant evolution of trying to make this as best as it possibly can be. But I am just going to ask you to be patient with me because I'm kind of doing all of this on the fly. So I'm making tweaks as I go. I'm listening to what you're telling me. I'm trying to make everything better. It's just bear with me for a little bit so I can try to work out all the kinks. So with all of that being said, before I hit the main topics I want to get to today, I just want to say something that it kind of gets under my skin, and I know it gets under other people's skin as well. And that's people who don't really understand mental illnesses, but they'll casually throw around the terms kind of as a blanket statement to cover their own emotions or cover their actions, as give them a scapegoat as a way to excuse themselves. When people say they're depressed, I have no way of judging that about them. There's so many varying degrees of depression, so who am I to say if someone's really suffering or not? For example, me. I suffer from depression. But mine's at a functional point right now where I can go to work, I can go to the gym, I can do my daily task, I can interact with people, I can be me and get through a day. But throughout that day, I feel numb. I suffer behind closed doors, and I don't let other people really see that. But I am still suffering with it. It is a problem that I fight with every day. But then there are other people who are also suffering with depression, and they don't even have the strength to will themselves out of bed. So I have no way of judging if something's actually affecting you or not. But when people float around, oh, I'm bipolar, oh, I have OCD, oh, I have this, oh, I have that, you know, if they really do, then I'm sorry, and I'll do what I can to accommodate you. But please, don't just throw it around if you don't really have it. You know, is there a possibility that you have symptoms of it? Yeah, of course. Is there a possibility that you're undiagnosed? Yeah, that is also very possible. But you don't know that for sure. You know, unless you seek professional help and get a diagnosis, you really don't know. And making assumptions just leads to a rougher time for everybody else who is actually suffering with that stuff. It makes it a lot harder for people to speak up about their problems because society already sees mental health as a burden, and it's mocked and looked down upon. It's like a taboo thing, which I never could understand. So if a large amount of people misuse mental health, then those of us who are actually suffering won't be taken seriously when we try to discuss it, when we come forward about it. So I guess you have to ask yourself, are you really dealing with something, or are you just upset at a current situation? Another example, I have a friend who is actually OCD, and before he can touch a doorknob, door handle, anything like that, before he can open the door, he has to touch the handle with his hand 5 times, and on that 5th time, he will keep it there and then open the door. If he doesn't do that, or if somebody tries to interrupt him or anything like that, he will stop, start over, and do it again, touch it 5 times. And why? If he doesn't do it, he gets a massive panic attack. And that is his routine. And if that routine is disrupted, he is thrown all out of whack and he thinks something terrible is going to happen to him. I don't have that. I'm a neat freak, sure. I like organization. I hate clutter. I like to keep things clean. Everything kind of has its own place on my desk, in my room, all that. But just because I like things clean and organized, I'm not going to say I'm OCD. So just ask yourself before you start throwing around those terms, are you really dealing with something? Or are you just finding a way to cover up what your actual intentions are? Like I said, just a quick thing. I know it's a pet peeve of mine, a pet peeve of so many other people I know who are dealing with problems. And I just figured I'd share it real quick before we got going today. Okay, so with the first point I wanted to hit today, how is it that we live in a society where if you get sick, you are told to not go to school or not go to work and immediately go to a doctor to get medication and get better? If you are injured for whatever reason, car accident, sports, just overall clumsy, how is it that you're told to go to a doctor, go to an emergency room, maybe get some imaging done, cast, etc., and then you get better? But if something's off with your head and it's clearly affecting you and your daily habits and routines, you're supposed to tough it out. You're supposed to stop being a baby, stop being weak. How does that make any sense? How's that logic that it just doesn't follow? Mental health is just like anything else. If you're dealing with something and it's enough to impact your day-to-day activities, go get help. It shouldn't be shunned. It shouldn't be looked down upon. You're trying to get better. You're trying to be the best you can be. And mental health, I think just because we can't see how it affects some people, that it's become this big taboo thing. When meanwhile, mental health is no more different than any kind of bacterial disease or viral infection or injury. Mental health comes in tons of different shapes and forms, but in the end of the day, it all falls under the same umbrella of an illness. So why is it that if I'm sick, people will literally isolate me in a room? But if I'm suffering with depression and I'm going to say isolating me in that room is a terrible thing, nobody cares. Nobody wants me to get help. I don't know how we got to that point. Now, that'll lead me into the next segment, which is where the title for this episode came from. And that's not every problem is the same, and not every illness is. That's not the same. It affects each person differently. Just like with the flu, there's hundreds of strands of flu. There's hundreds of strands of bacteria and viruses and everything like that. Mental health is the same thing. It all falls under the same category or subcategory, but how they affect different people completely varies. Like I said, I have depression, but it's functional where I can go through a day. But if somebody else is suffering with depression and they don't have the strength to will themselves out of bed, they can't physically take care of themselves because their own head is bringing them down that much. Those are two huge, varying ends of the spectrum. But we're both suffering with depression. The way I say demons come in a variety box, I'm trying to say that there's only a handful of issues medically. But all the ways they affect everybody else, you can subcategorize them. So, while yes, I can relate to somebody else who has depression, I can relate to somebody else who has anxiety, I'm not exactly able to empathize with them because I don't know where they're coming from. I can listen and try to get the best idea possible, but I really don't know how something affects someone else. I'm not living it, they are. Just like I don't expect other people to know what I'm going through because it's not affecting them, it's affecting me. So I really, when people compare mental illnesses to each other, it almost makes no sense because it doesn't matter. Just because you're both dealing with the same thing, you're both having it affect your lives in completely different ways. And the best analogy I can really give for it is to think of it like a box of chocolates, as Forrest Gump would say. They're all chocolate. But you have some of them with nuts in them, some of them with fruit, some of them are milk chocolate, some of them are dark chocolate, some of them are truffle, some of them are filled with peanut butter. And that's just like mental health. You have someone suffering with depression, you have anxiety, OCD, bipolarism. Go down the list. They all fall under that umbrella of mental illnesses. But there's so many varying degrees for each one that it's almost useless trying to compare them. At the end of the day, yes, all of these are still chocolate. They don't all taste the same, they don't all look the same. So here's what I'm trying to get to for the last point before I wrap this all up. Every person's day is different. The hardest part of someone else's day might be the easiest part of mine. So don't really try to generalize it. Don't try to compare it. Because we've been told our whole lives we're unique, we're special. So why wouldn't our illnesses be unique and special to us? You don't know what someone else is going through. Don't downplay someone else's issues just because they don't seem as big and as disastrous as yours. That person might be suffering all the same or worse than you, but you may never know. On the flip side of that, don't blow up your own issues to massive proportions that it actually isn't. Perspective is key in everything in life. And this is no different. We all need to be respectful. We can't assume one thing or another in anything. So the next time you sit there and you want to compare or you want to pass judgment on someone, let's just stop and think for a minute. What are they going through right now? Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're having a run of bad luck. Maybe something traumatic happened to them recently or in the past. But you'll never know. You can't take what you see on the surface and judge it like that, because mental illnesses go beyond the surface. It's inside. And we'll never know what it's doing to someone else's insides, because we can't go there. Not everybody wears their heart on their sleeve. So ask yourself now, would you be able to handle what they're going through? And why or why not? Can you handle it because you have a stronger support system than they do? Can you handle it because you have a history of dealing with this already? So you kind of know the roadmap on where to go and how to get through it and how to come out this on the other end, okay? Now, does that person have that? Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't have anybody they can turn to. Maybe they can't afford to seek professional help. Maybe what they're dealing with is all new to them and they're scared and terrified and they don't know what to do. So instead of judging them or comparing them, why not help them? Why not be that first step to their healing? You know, there's a saying in one of my support groups, and I absolutely love it. And it's, if we all put our problems in a pile, you would go back and take your own. And I don't see it as cliche, I don't see it as overdramatic, I see it as true. I don't know what others are dealing with. I don't know to what degree that it's affecting them. So I really don't know how I can help them beyond listening and being there for them right now. I know how to deal with my own problems, and that's why they're mine. You know, I know what's going on. I know what affects me. I know what sets me off or brings me down. So I know how to deal with it already. So that's why I don't like when people compare their issues to other people. You know, just because it's not happening to me just means I don't understand what's really happening. But at the end of the day, this is a massive fight. And we are all fighting against mental illnesses and diseases and stuff like that. And we need to work together on it, or else nobody's going to get anywhere. If we spend our time and energy putting others down, comparing other people to each other, judging them, putting ourselves down even, what's the point? Because we're all going to lose this fight. The only way we're going to win it is if we work together. We have to help each other. So next time, maybe instead of just sitting there silently, why not just check on them? See if they're okay. See if they need a hand. And the same goes for your problems. If you're having a tough time dealing with them, it's okay to speak up. It's okay to reach out for help. So, that's going to wrap it up for today. Like I always said, let me know what you like, what you didn't like, and topics you want to hear me discuss in the future. In the profile, I have linked the Twitter account. It's at behind underscore hidden. And please feel free to shoot me a message on there. Like I said, this is all a constant process of evolving this and trying to figure out what's best for all of this. So the more feedback I get, the better I can make it. Also, if you have nobody else to talk to, or you just feel like venting and blowing off some steam, message me. The whole point of this podcast is to help other people who are suffering and to try to bring us all together. So, of course, I will always be ready and willing to listen if you want to. All right. As I said, this will always come out on Wednesdays. That's just the way the time constraint is right now for me. So, thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you all next week.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.